I am. So,
you know, I'm a Protestant, but I really want to start doing the rosary. I think that'd be a great way to meditate.
I tell you what, the real Maggie O'Connell that you just talked to makes rosaries. She'll make you one.
Really?
Tell her what color. I am. If I'm lying, she's in the other room screaming, let me make one. Let me make
one. Tell her I'd love one.
I will get with your assistant and get a mailing or a shipping address, and she will make one for you, and she will even send you the card on how to pray it.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be great, because I listen to a Catholic priest every night to go to sleep. He has a wonderful voice, and he's just so profound, and he's actually a friend of mine, Monsignor Fisher. He has a Pastoral Reflections Institute.
I know Monsignor Fisher.
Do you know Monsignor?
I know of him. I haven't met him, but I know of him. That is fantastic. Well, I tell you, Janine, you start praying the Holy Rosary and get, you know, Socrates and St. Augustine and all those are all great. By the way, St. Augustine.
You like
City of God, City of Man, the two principal works that everyone ought to read, because if you want to see the difference between the good and the way it ought to be or could be and the bad, that's one thing. But start praying that rosary, seriously. The Blessed Mother will reward you in ways that I could not describe now, but you will know it when the reward starts to come. So we will send you, the fake Maggie O'Connell will send the real Maggie O'Connell a rosary. This has been great. You should come once a month and you should promote what it is that you've gotten in your podcast and keep. And then update us on your journey, as you say, on your site.
I will. I'll do that. Keep calling you
soon. Well, that sounds good. Everybody, she is Janine Turner, the one and only. Janine, as always, thank you for your time. I will look forward to speaking with you very soon, and look for that package to arrive in mere days.
I cannot.
You're very welcome. All right. That's Janine Turner, everybody. Janine, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome. How you like that, Mrs. O'Connell? She's just beaming from ear to... Folks, you're going to have to put this monster that's been created back into the bottle in the other room. Now, I got to tell you. Who would have known? Now, you see, you people... Oh, you can turn it off. We'll come back when Brother Andre's on the Facebook Live. He has lots of followers on Facebook. Somebody's going to say, "That's just Mike tooting his horn." I'm not going to toot the horn. I ought to have a horn here. They go, can we get one of those? Does someone want to donate a microphone? No. An old school, I want it to be old school, and I want to be able to mount it, like, right back here so you could see it. A bike horn that I can go, Oh, there goes Mike tooting his horn. Can I point out to you, people say, Minister Church, I don't know how to get out and witness to anyone. How do you witness to people? They're going to tell you no. First of all, have a little trust in God, number one, in Providence. Number two, they're not all going to, you know, this is amazing. Now, for my Protestant evangelical friends, for those of you that say, toot away, Mike, toot away. Those of you that think that Catholics adore the Blessed Mother, we don't, we venerate. And when we venerate the Blessed Mother, we're venerating the Mother of the Redeemer. His blood came from hers. I'm not going to go through the whole spiel, but please note, I did not script. She offered that she was Protestant. I didn't say anything about it. She said, "Are you Catholic?" Okay. Now, what did we just learn? What did I just learn? Well, number one, Protestants and Catholics should not be enemies. We're not enemies. I am not your enemy. And I don't think any Protestant is my enemy. I yearn for their conversion, not because I'm prideful, because I love them. And the revealed truth is the revealed truth. Either you believe it and you're going to live it or you don't. There's a bumper sticker on the back of that giant, enormous iMac right in front of me right there. It says, Extra Ecclesiam Nulla Salus. It's not there by accident. It's not there to scare people away. But let me just say to you, I have told you, you people have borne witness to the Mother of God working in this person's miserable, dullard, sinful, disgusting life. And you've seen it, you've heard it many times. You just heard the Blessed Mother work again. Right? The conversation ended with, you'll send me a rosary? I'm Protestant, but I want to learn how to pray it. To a famous actress. You right in front of your ears, you just heard Providence at work.